Help us do better.
Help us with lighting.
Yes. Yeah, we're trying to come up with some rewards and shit for it. Like, we need to do the same thing, though. Like, we all have different backgrounds and shit. We just need to get everything uniform. But, yeah, with Patreon, I was thinking about at least doing, like, an annual thing, you know, like a fucking coffee, something branded, coffee mug or a shirt or something, like, once a year. And then maybe some, like, emails or special access. I was thinking, you know, if we have, well, anybody really, but if we have really notable guests, our, you know, tier 3 subscribers or whatever could, after the show, could log on to Skype and talk to our guest, you know.
Oh, like a Q&A or something?
Exactly, yeah. So I think that'd be something cool to offer, but we're still kind of getting it figured out.
Yeah, I say, like, I started a Patreon with, like, no idea how to work it, and I was like, oh, man, this was... I thought this would be like a 5-minute thing.
There you go.
Yeah, it's just rumbling off. Like,
if you hear me sniffling too much, can you remind me to work my fucking mute button? Okay, Max, Derek, and their switch though, right?
Here, you think I can scoot over and you can scoot in a little bit?
Hey, you guys want to? I think their names are switched. Max, you're on the left, right?
Yeah, I'm the littler guy. I mean, or the wider guy.
Thanks for calling me fat, bro. Not shit.
I body shamed you, and I'm sorry.
Stupid.
Yeah, now we're both in there.
Yeah, make that frame a little bigger for me.
Yeah, it's just going to be in black and white.
What are you guys on right now? It looks like you're looking out, like, to your right.
Oh, it's because I have a different camera set up off my laptop.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. So we're looking at the laptop, looking at you, but, like, you're actually off to the left looking at us.
All right.
We could center it, but it'd be a pain in the ass.
Yeah, yeah. My laptop webcam is just true garbage. This looks like OBS.
It's
like
weird. On our picture, it looks fine.
What are you looking at?
Oh, down here on our cam, it looks fine.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's just the stuff in the background's going to run black and white. Because when this laptop charges, everything that's video plays in black and white. Huh. I don't know why.
Oh, weird.
I've looked it up. People are like, I don't know. And I was like, oh. Just live with it.
Yeah, shit.
All right, guys, so... Everything on the right-hand side is what's going to be live. Everything on the left-hand side is what Pierce is prepping. So sometimes they'll throw a photo up there, a video, whatever it may be. And he's going to we don't really talk about it until it hits the right side. There's going to be a time maybe where he'll Google something. He'll bring that on screen for us, but it takes him some time to put it on the screen for the viewers. So we just kind of wait to react to it a little bit until it gets on screen. David, why are you... Can you angle yours down a little bit? I can see nothing. Oh, wait, maybe it's just because you're sitting down. Okay. I just saw, like, this much of your face.
It's up here since he's always like,
watch
your yeah, I'm just trying to watch my laptop.
Shit, is there anything else, Pierce?
Hey, everybody, go this way.
Oh, hey, guys. So we're going to play this, and we're not going to be able to hear it. And I kind of don't want to show you because I want you to react to it genuinely, but I will.
Don't show.
Spiked
my curiosity.
Well, the thing is, you won't be able to hear it, and it's just going to be because they could hear, our viewers could hear it, but we can't hear it because it'll like triple our audio. I guess I could just describe it after the fact. Yeah, I'll just do that. Unless you guys want to act like it's the first time you heard it.
I mean,
what are you talking about?
It's just something that I prefer you guys heard too.
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever you want to do, I'm down.
You want to hear it now, David?
Yeah, what?
Let's hear it. Sorry. All right, let's listen.
Thank you, Tom Petty, for the flowers. I left the room, but and the flowers were really big. I will say thank you so much. And this is such a beautiful note.
All right, that's it. All right, it'll make more sense later. don't worry, it'll totally make sense, but I'm glad. Sorry. I just wanted you
to get to like, what am I supposed to laugh?
Yeah. Trust me. Next surprise.
What do I do?
He'll laugh, it's fucking stupid.
And it's like half tripping me out. I'm like, well, my computer's like getting hacked.
Don't Pierce could probably hack your computer remotely if you
need. I'm telling you, man, you don't want this computer. There's nothing good about it. It's a waste.
Yeah, we're not you, but
can't even charge it without watching stuff in Pierce, color.
Pierce, don't forget to work your mute button just in the beginning.
Look how laggy we are on there.
During the transition over, I need to hit record on Audacity. I'm going to go grab...
hit record this time.
Yeah, just trying to...
I have it like right in the center of my screen. There's nothing that I can't do anything unless I hit record first.
Good.
I'm going to go grab the beer first. Are we ready to go right after this?
Yep, pretty much.
All right, guys, anybody need to go pee or any of that stuff, go ahead and do it now, and then we'll start
reading it. I pee during the show. I have a catheter attached to my penis.
That's impressive.
I just let my bladder go full.
Just inflate?
Yeah. It turns into one of those fucking balloons. The big ones that you go and bounce and shit.
All those medicine balls?
Yeah. Or a medicine ball, there you go.
Need a drink of water?
Yeah, that's right, I forgot. I gotta drink water this weekend.
Hell yeah. Are we pretty laggy on your thing over there, too? Or hella laggy?
Yeah, a little bit.
Alright.
So, I mean, I think it's just, I don't know.
I'm looking pretty laggy, too.
Yeah, I think it's just our dude. Certainly over here, it's getting really cold and it's windy as fuck right now.
Oh, yeah. Where it's snowing here.
Yeah, it's snowing, too.
I don't know, he said he's going to go get a drink of water. I think he was doing a couple of Zimas.
Oh, they brought it back, that's right. I was like, where do you even get a Zima?
Clinton and Zima.
Don't you?
God, my dog's better not tear anything up out there. He'll be pissed.
Bring him on!
They're monsters.
What's another? I guess I could ask you. No, I'll ask you now. What's another Batman character that we could do a voice of?
Oh,
Bane.
I have a voiceover karaoke. I'm going to do Joker, Bane, and Batman. But I need one more to even it out.
Two-Face.
What about Penguin?
I can't. It's fucking Danny DeVito. I'm just supposed to sound like Danny DeVito.
TV show, remember?
Did you say Jim Carrey's character?
What about, like, Ra's Al Ghul?
I said Two-Face.
How's he sound? Do it.
Jim Carrey's character. What did you play? The Riddler? Can you do the Riddler?
You just gotta be able to do the Penguin laugh.
I was looking around for a black bastard.
Did you hear that?
I saw the thing that Trevor Noah was talking about.
Yeah. I'm on, so there's a black guy on my hockey team, and he was talking a bunch of shit, and I was like, don't make me call Liam Neeson.
It's like the most diverse
thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's like pretty, that sounded like super diverse.
Be careful, man, you're gonna lose some teeth.
The black guy on the hockey team?
Ready?
You're gonna lose some teeth, bud.
It's alright.
Ready? That's
alright. I'm gonna take one more of these. Okay. Got that bottle in there?
I'm fine.
Yes. Alright, you guys ready to go?
Yeah.
We're ready to rock.
Give us a 3, 2, 1, and then I'm gonna start with the pre-intro.
Wait, awesome.
We're gonna rock, then we're gonna roll.
Alright, we are live and 3.
And he's gonna give it to you.
2, 1.
What was that? That was a perfect
scene,
actually. I like that.
So, hey guys. Yeah. You know how Valentine's Day just passed?
Yeah.
I didn't even remember.
Yeah, neither. Yeah.
So, Ricky got me a PlayStation 4. Dude, and a... So, PlayStation 4 and 65-inch TV.
She gave you 65 inches?
Yeah.
That's
so anyway...
Of quality TV.
It's impressive.
Anyway, sorry, I need to get through this. So, I went down to GameStop, right? And we're getting some games.
Which
and
one?
The guy, guy asked if we, hold on, I'll tell you in a second. So the guy asked if we have a membership card. She used her old phone number, it's been expired for a while, whatever. And I was like, well, try my old number, right? So I look at my phone and I'm like, my buddy Richard, he buys games all the time, right? So I'm like, yeah, 702 when I give the rest of his phone number. And he's like, Richard. And I'm like, yeah, that's me. And he's like, oh, your membership's expired. And I'm like, oh, okay, never mind. He's like, you could renew it for just $8. And he's like, they'll save you, like, you $7 right now, but you got to pay $8. And I was like, oh, I don't really use it that much. And he was like, last time you had a membership, you saved $650 or whatever, because he's a fucking big-time gamer, right? And then I'm like, I guess.
So, I guess I'm paying now.
God, now I can't afford not to pay $8.
Right now, I'm fucking pretending to be someone else. It's like Coraline pretending with her fake glasses.
Dude, but it's up with you and your family always lying about shit.
I'm pretending to be someone else right now. I fucking paid to renew his membership. And then he's like, do you want to update your address? Because clearly you're not in New Mexico anymore, right? So I'm like, fuck, because I have to update the address to get the fucking the magazines. So I change his address to my address, and I freaking pretend to be him the whole time. It's fucking terrible, dude. I got
him. Did you give him a heads up,
Billy? Like, yeah.
You're all. What did he say?
Oh, I fucking stole your identity.
You're
a fucking telling me.
You're going to jail.
You're going to jail.
So I bought Black Ops 3, and they gave us Black Ops 4. Like, we paid like $8 for Black Ops 3, and they gave us Black Ops 4.
That's fucked up.
Like on accident, or you got both?
Yeah, no. I don't know. I was all caught up in the lie. I was trying to hurry up and get out of there.
Yeah, one game. That's it. Okay, bye.
Guy can't lead Roman numerals, or so I'm pretty sure. That's three.
So is that a three or four? Which is the one with the V in it?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You said three? Yeah, that's it.
Yes. He's like, whoo, aced it.
You started the intro. We'll talk more about it after. So I was like giving you all kinds of hand signals. Like, go.
You're still talking. What do you want me to do?
Just cut it. It was just a bunch of laughing. Alright, guys, they can't hear us right now until it actually starts, and then we're going to get to the real show. You guys ready?
Yeah.
No. For real, real.
I want to talk about video games still. So.
We'll talk more about it.
Right. We'll circle back.
Suds and buds.
Buds and suds. The real N-word, no?
I'm seeing nothing but that.
Suds and buds.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Season 3, Episode 4 of The Speakeasy Gentleman. If you haven't seen the show before, what we do is drink and talk when we went in a bar, but we're also far away, so we do it here. My name's Josh, I'm in Spokane, Washington. My brother Pierce down there is in Phoenix, Arizona. David, this guy over here, is in Santa Ana, California. I was going to say Seattle, Washington for some reason. But we've only been doing this for fucking a year now, and I don't.
Yeah, you should.
And our guest today, the Suds and Buds, we got Derek and Max. And where are you guys in again? Or at?
Clarkston, Washington. Clarkston.
Yeah.
Yeah, Clarkston is a place that if you've ever been there, you know what it smells like.
Yes. Yeah, thanks. A big poopy.
So you guys are the hosts of the Suds and Buds podcast. Tell us a little bit about your show.
Well, we drink beer, clearly, but we try a bunch of different like wild beers, like not just IPAs. Lately, it's just been IPAs because we're looking mainly at cool pictures right now, and then and going from there. But right now, it's just fairly local, clearly. Like, we bring people on that we know and we've known for a while. So a lot of it right now is just funny old stories and us kind of tasting beers we don't really often drink is a lot of it. So it's like, because normally we were drinking, like, just, like, Coors or something. So it's like, oh, we're going to try some stuff we don't normally drink.
You're really upgrading, huh? It's a good thing you didn't take an IPA, because David never freaking drinks IPAs. So what did you guys pick for this week's episode?
We got one called Big Wave, and then for this one, we're just drinking the Fat
Belgian
Tire.
Belgian White Fat Tire.
Fat Tire, yep.
Belgian White.
So we're going to talk about this for a second. So Ricky went out and bought me this earlier today. I was staying at home with the kids while she was out shopping, and she went and got the Fat Tire, right?
Yeah.
So you guys are drinking something different. You said you're drinking the Belgian White one, right?
Yeah.
So she goes to Total Wine & More, and she grabs Fat Tire, and she's walking around with the Belgian White one, And then she went and asked like three people, and she showed them the photo that we posted to our Facebook page. And she was like, oh, it's a different one that we need to get. And that's when she got me the actual one. But she almost bought me the Belgian white.
That's
if there
hilarious.
Wasn't somebody helping her, then she would have bought me Belgian white.
It's the same thing, like I said, my old lady works at like a Rose Ars here, and they have like a buttload of beer there. So she's like, I'll just pick it up. And then I was like, oh, great. Sweet. And then, well, then not only that, she like, I was like, you just need to pick me up one 6-pack. And then she brings home 2 6-packs of the wrong one.
Alright, so I don't have anything to open my beer, so I'm just using a sketchbook.
Can you do that?
That's sketchy.
Dude, yeah. Welcome to the club.
Wait, are you actually doing that?
Did you just draw that on a pad?
He has a drawing pad in front of him. That's legit.
He was thinking about how to open it, and he was drawing a blank for a second.
Max has a pad in front of him?
Dude, you're not, yeah.
That's funny, because it's just... No.
That is my nickname.
Given to you by your dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
More like by all this... More like...
Derek and Max, D&M. We're sliding into the DMs right now.
Intense.
All
right. Damn.
Have you guys ever tried... Pierce, what do you got to drink? You have more...
Water.
More Soylent?
I like to
I do have Soylent.
He's got water.
Water on the rocks.
David actually didn't get the beer of the week this time. What'd you bring?
The beer from last week.
The beer of last week.
More for really nice.
Yeah. It's actually a good beer.
He's like, whatever was left over in the fridge.
This is the amber. It smells really good. It fucking looks good. Look at that.
You can actually see all my boxes of Soylent right here.
Do you own stake in the company?
I should.
You have
a Soylent problem. You're so
this isn't a podcast, and it's an intervention.
Yeah, it's an intervention. Pierce. All right. I got a cheers for you guys before we get the show started. You ready?
Ready.
Hi. Yeah. Yeah. We'll get the clean
good
sound.
Good rice, good curry, good Gandhi, let's hurry.
Oh, man, I missed it.
We went a little premature there.
We had to catch up with a lag.
I've really been putting him in the most recent episodes.
Either. Really?
They just fucking...
Wait, what?
No goodbye.
We'll bring him back.
Quickie Mart.
They'll bring him back when things
maybe
die
he
down.
Was just reincarnated. Maybe someone else.
Maybe his cousin, Sanjay? Maybe he took over the cricket boy.
Sanjay.
Right.
Sanjay!
We got rid of the other one.
Yeah, we got rid of him. Jeez.
He's like, oh, Sanjay, I never had a party. So
hearty. I am Mabi Jabe from the Rikki Tikki Heights of India.
Oh, alright guys, before we get the show started, we're going to start with a segment called Wait a Minute. Put 60 seconds on the clock, I'm going to quick fire questions, and we'll see if we can get through them all. You guys ready?
Let's start with the first one.
Yeah.
Who's going first, Derek or Max?
Derek.
I guess so.
Right. You guys turn around, it'll be like a Family Feud, right?
Should yeah, dude.
Answer at the same time or back and forth?
Ace Family Feud.
They're doing back and forth.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm glad we're starting with Derek. Because this one we already know about Max, but here we go. What was your nickname growing up?
D-Rock or Lunchbox.
Okay, what were you like in high school, Max?
Lame.
Derek, one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Fettuccine Alfredo.
Okay, I think we said that last week too.
Oh, yeah. Sure,
right? Weird. Let's see, both of you guys, how much do you love The Office? I mean, it's amazing, right?
I've seen a couple episodes, but they're hilarious.
Scale?
What I've seen.
7.
Okay. All right, well, you guys have something to do now. Max, hidden talent.
I wish. You tell me.
What job would you be terrible at?
Fast food.
Fast food in general?
Yeah.
Right. Last question for you both because we just ran out of time. Pineapples on pizza, yes or no?
Fuck no.
No.
Good boys. Yeah, dude, didn't Jay hit? Wasn't that his answer for last week, right?
It was, yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. It happened fucking twice, 2 weeks in a row.
I love that shit.
So much dairy.
Why do you think I'm so big?
The sauce is too thick. Like, you know, hey man, you're saving me a beat. I can only eat so much Alfredo that I'm like, eh, over it.
Dude, I don't even like Alfredo. I don't like noodles.
Like, this guy doesn't like spaghetti. But...
Jacob, what's up? Happy birthday. It's Jacob's birthday today, guys.
Oh, happy birthday. Happy birthday, Jacob.
Who's Jake?
Oh, wait. Jake's birthday.
Happy birthday, Jacob.
I told you guys a little bit on this topic, and it's something I want to talk about. You guys know who Cardi B is?
Yes, sadly, yes.
She's that bitch who threw that shoe at Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was like, oh, crap.
Yes.
So, do you guys know who Tom Petty is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit. Whoa, he died.
Was. Yeah, he died like a couple like years
last
ago.
Last year.
I think it was about 2 years.
Thanks for...
Was it that long?
I think so.
I think it was like 2 years. Oh, I'm thinking nice. 2 years, too.
I have a video for you guys.
2016, I'm pretty sure. Or even 2017.
It's pretty
heartbreaking.
Let me show you the video, and then I'm going to explain it a little bit. So, Pierce, go ahead and put this video up.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So that video was Cardi B thanking Tom Petty for sending her flowers for the Grammys. So a celebrity florist sent a bouquet to Cardi B, wishing her luck, and you know, gave her some flowers. On the back of the card, it showed what we saw right now, which is a Tom Petty lyric. Saying you've got a heart so big it could crush this town, and Cardi B, not knowing apparently who the fuck Tom Petty is, a video saying thank you Tom Petty for sending me the flowers, they're so beautiful, and she neglected to just turn the fucking card around to where it says who it was from. Instead, she was just like, oh yeah, Tom Petty sent it to me.
She doesn't read things full right. Okay.
She skims through, gets the important shit,
gets the gist of it. She's like, oh.
So yeah, at the end of that little video, she's like, they fucking love me or something like that. She said it was like talking about how much her fans love her.
Do you think that Tom Petty is just a random band?
Exactly.
Thanks, fan.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
I can't wait to meet you.
Hope to see you at the next show.
Yeah, right.
The bouquet, by the way, was $600 and 3.5 feet tall. Some of the leaves were painted in 24 karat gold.
Dang.
Fucking damn.
That she thinks she's that good.
Yeah. Tom Petty, back to the dead, send the flowers.
I guess.
Well, alright, yeah, I don't know much else about Cardi B, so we're gonna move on.
That's
between her and Nicki Minaj.
She's a rapper.
She's trying to come back from the dead. Nickelodeon. We've been talking about Nickelodeon for a while, and all these streaming services really damaging the cable world, right? Executives for Nickelodeon talked about their target audience now watching YouTube and Netflix instead of sitting and watching TV.
We could have our own podcast on Nickelodeon, dude.
We should. Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
I'm sure they love to hear all our fucking jokes.
Quirky.
And random antics. And Disney saw a decrease in audiences between 2 and 11 years of age, which is basically their target markets, down 24, 37, and 30%. So huge fucking drops. Nickelodeon's trying to... What the fuck? Why? Because they're anti-vax?
That's shootings, but whatever.
So they're trying to swing out of this rating slump, and Nickelodeon makes, by the way, let me get a guess from you guys. How much do you think they make in advertising revenue just for 2018? How much do they make?
Nickelodeon?
Yep.
Not much.
I don't know.
Advertising revenue?
What do you think they made in advertising revenue? So how much they get paid to run other people's ads?
100 million?
Yeah, I'll say 2 billion? I don't know. Billion? Highballing it.
You're actually pretty... David, what's yours?
1.5 million? I don't know.
All right. So $729 million in advertising revenue.
So if we were playing The Price is Right, I'd get to go up.
And you may ask yourself, what will they be doing with this money? But we're going to talk about it. You guys ready?
Here's a blip.
Yes.
Lots of blow, lots of parties.
Hookers and blackjack.
So they're reviving the TV show, the sketch show, all of that. You guys ever watch that, David? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Classic.
All that.
No, Derek,
yes. Yeah,
classic.
For those of you who don't know what all that is, it's a kids' sketch show. So it's a lot like SNL. Is funny because Kenan Thompson used to be on All That, and he moved to SNL, and he's actually signed on to be the executive producer of the new All That. So
bring back Pierre Escargot.
That's what you said earlier. I don't remember what the fuck you're talking about.
That's Kenan used to play. That's when he would sit in the bathtub.
It's Good Burger. Welcome to Good Burger.
Yeah. I remember that now.
Kenan and Kale.
So they're bringing it back?
It's coming back, yeah. They're casting an all-new group of kids.
I wonder if they're going to do...
Like I said, Kenan Thompson signed on.
I wonder if they're going to do the burger show still. Like, welcome to Good Burger.
Welcome to Good Burger. Home of the Good Burger.
I'm going to take your order. Please.
Doesn't sound like all that.
It's all that in a bag of tater chips.
About Slime Time.
Yeah. Snick.
Slime Time Live, I remember that.
Jack Black was blowing up.
They are also going to do a SpongeBob spin-off. So they're starting a brand new series that's a spin-off with SpongeBob SquarePants. I guess they're waiting for Steven Hillenburg.
Well, what main character?
Who's going to be the character in it?
The main character.
I don't know. So there's very little information on it right now. We're going to
Sponge Doodle.
It's just going to be the same show. The perspective of Doodle Bob. It's just going to be like the perspective of Patch or Squidward or something. It's like,
everything's going to revolve around Squidward.
That's just they're going to restart it from the beginning, and just everything's going to be from his point of view from every other episode.
They should do that shit. They should just restart it from a different perspective. What about Plankton's perspective?
It's just sad and angry.
Yeah, all you feel really bad for
him. Yeah, you know, dude, hopefully you get, by the end of it, you're like, man, I hope he gets the secret formula.
after caring, his computer wife walks out on him.
Yeah. Either that or Plankton, dude, because that would be perfect. Like,
that's
the
what they were
opposite
just saying.
Side, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, it would just be sad.
Or it would actually be like a mystery, it would be about Mr. Krabs and the theory that him killing other crabs and serving them in the Krabby Patty.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. There's no other crabs. That makes sense.
Krusty Krab is spelled with a K, and crab with a K is imitation crab, so he's killing fish and feeding it to fish.
Yeah.
We just started their script for them.
Yeah. Well, if they get, mad cow disease from, their brains or whatever, and put too much brains in there.
I'll be looking forward to hearing from you. I was going to say Netflix. Nickelodeon. People,
right? Your people get a hold of my people.
Some of our friends are back in this court.
Yeah, Vista Prince, go.
Another show that they're bringing back, they're actually bringing it back for a movie, but Invader Zim. You guys
dude. That's in that was in my email.
I knew that it was. Yeah, when we were signing on, I saw that it said Zim, and I was like, maybe he's going to talk about this.
Yeah, dude, that's 12-year-old me living the dream.
So they're bringing it back for a movie?
Yeah, so it's called Enter the Floribus. You can actually see Floripus, I should have said. You can actually see the trailer right now, and it's not really dubbed over. I think they just kind of made it a teaser. It was for Comic-Con. So it's a bunch of... it's a bunch of clips that have music over the top of it, kind of like an extended opening credit sequence. But you could see Zim, Gurr, Dib, Gaz, like all those people in it, and the almighty tallest.
Julio. For his pimple, is if you do it, I'll let you hold Pistulio.
One of my favorite Zim episodes is, it's like Battle of the Planets, I think. I think that's what it's called. Where they turn Mars and another planet into...
and they smash them into each other.
Yeah, so one goes hurtling into Earth, right? And then there's this kid sitting on the top of a hill, and he's got a soda can on a picnic table. And then he's just looking up and screaming for... he's just screaming as it slowly comes down and like it starts to crush his can, and he's like screaming even louder. It's just so fucking weird, but yeah. I remember on Nicktoons TV, they showed little segments from that show, and it showed all their, like, voice actors just fucking screaming, because that's what they do, like, half the show.
Yeah, I know, their tongue, like, halfway out of their head.
Right?
That reminds me of, have you seen the Dragon Ball Z voice actors when they're doing, like, the power-ups?
Yeah,
like,
dude.
Throwing their voices out.
I would bet they really.
Yeah, you think they'd just be, like, halfway through and just put it on loop?
That's a lot of grunt work.
I'm gonna ask you guys a couple more trivia questions about this, see if you guys know it. When do you think Zim debuted on Nickelodeon?
2002?
Yeah, early
2000.
2001.
David, 2001, there you go.
Ah, fuck.
And it's such a huge show, but how many episodes do you think that show had?
67, maybe?
50.
What'd you say?
Like 67.
Oh, I just heard the 7. Actually, 27 episodes. That's all I made.
That's it?
That's sad.
Isn't that fucking crazy? When I read that, I was like...
Well, weren't there, like, multiple episodes per episode?
Oh, yeah, you mean, like, the tight... I get what you're saying. Yeah, there was an episode, but it had, like, smaller, like...
Yeah, it was, like, 2 episodes in, like, 1 show.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, if you count it that way, you might be right.
I like that whole... the Christmas episode where the snowman was telling the... story about whatever the fuck, and the kids are sitting there by the fire, and then the little girl's like, oh, the stories that you tell, she like goes on this weird speech, and she's like, they completely elude me. Looks at the girl all confused, grabs her by the head, and then tucks her underneath the bed, like, shut up. Weirdest fucking thing, dude.
It was a really good show, though.
The show was really odd, but it was good.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like was almost wasn't for kids, kind of. It's like almost not for kids. It's like Adventure Time. You guys ever seen an episode of that? That's not for kids.
Like regular show and Adventure Time are not really for kids.
Yeah, it's like they couldn't make it on like Adult Swim, so they just like drop down in times.
They would be a lot better on Adult Swim, I think. They would be a lot.
They're like,
yeah, dude. I know, like folk, like yeah, just grown people like love it.
Yeah.
Well, just like Ren and Stimpy on Nickelodeon, that was not for
kids. Oh, no.
That was horrible. I can tell you. I had a lot of sexual confusion growing up because of that.
Dude, I own all the seasons.
Wait, what kind of confusion? No, it's like, you know.
It's still confused to this day.
Fuck you, David.
Are you saying that because you're confused?
I guess I should have said it that way. Ren and Simpy gave me the birds and bees talk.
Yeah, that's
what the fuck is going on here?
The galoots.
And then you get it eventually, and then you understand.
Yeah, go back and watch it now. It's hilarious.
You know, I remember.
Yeah, you eat. Getting,
I remember getting logged cereal. Did you guys ever eat that?
No, I remember seeing, like, the commercial on the episode, or it's like, log.
So, yeah, they had it, I mean, maybe I could be wrong, maybe it was the, Cinnamon Toast Crunch looking guy?
Oh, you mean Powdered Toast Man.
Yeah, Powdered Toast Man. Cereal. Ren and Stimpy cereal. I'm gonna look it up. I know that there was a cereal, and I could have sworn it was log.
It might have been, they made a bunch of jokes about log. It was like...
Yeah. Shit, dude.
There was like a toy they called Log, and it was like, Log,
yeah, yeah.
Log.
It was like to the Slinky song.
Yeah. A wonderful piece of wood.
Everyone knows it's a log.
Yeah.
And then that's a game.
They had the episode.
Game. Maybe that wasn't it. That says game on it. I know I ate a Ren and Stimpy cereal. I don't know.
That they had a game, too, called, like, Don't Pee Over the Electric Fence or something.
That's the one, Pierce. That says Log Cereal Game in red.
Yeah.
Right under Ren and Stimpy Show. That's what I'm looking at. Yeah. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
There's definitely a cereal.
Didn't they bring Ren and Stimpy back for a little bit, too, didn't they? They had, like, that adult party on MTV or Comedy Central.
Yeah, I thought it was on, like, it was one of those.
I was thinking how hilarious would it be if they made, like, cereal, but... It was, their theme would be, like, different serial killers.
Bundios.
Bundios.
The prize would be, like, a thing of ropes or, like, handcuffs and, like, you know. They're like, oh, what'd you get? Like, oh, I got the chair. Like,
oh, because he got the chair.
I got lethal injection.
It'd be like, what was it? John Wayne Gacy's clown? Pogo? Pogo?
Is it Pogo?
Pogo cereal? And it's just him, like...
Yes.
They should have, dude. Hey, kids!
Yes!
That was pretty good.
That was pretty good, yeah. Impressive.
Do it. I'm not a clown like you are.
Everyone's got their impression.
Yeah. So that was my idea. Serial killer cereal.
Oh, yeah.
Serial killing cereal.
Yeah.
That's
something there.
Serial killer rose.
Yes.
Yeah, serial killer rose.
They're to die for.
I know we're talking about remakes, reboots, remakes, and sequels, but I do have another one to talk about. Crank Yankers is coming back. You guys,
oh, dude, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Crank Yankers.
You got, okay. I got mail.
I live in Hawaii.
So, Crank Yankers is a show. I believe Adam Carolla and Jimmy Kimmel started that show, didn't they?
Yeah.
So, Adam Carolla, Jimmy Kimmel. Let's talk a little bit about it. What do you guys remember about Crank Yankers?
I would never understood if those were like real phone calls or not. Like that's
they are.
I think they were. Dubbed.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I was like, is this like staged? I mean, it's hilarious, but
here's the thing that's kind of difficult though. Back when they were doing this show, it was like the golden age of prank calling, right? That's when I used to prank call and shit.
Yeah, true that.
Barely had caller ID. You have to star 69 and hope that you get the right fucking person, right? But now it's not really like that. So what do you think they're going to do in this digital age?
Catfish.
Yes, hey, MTV's Catfish.
David, so funny that you said that. The world's favorite profane puppets will be pranking on phone, social media, and esports platforms. Any venue where they can get in some trouble.
Yeah, yeah. It's like trolls.
So, you guys ever watch, I mentioned these platforms here. Did you guys ever watch We're Gonna Lose? You ever watch that guy?
I can't say.
I didn't even know what that thing was.
Yeah, what is
We're Gonna Lose, all one word. He just goes on and he just, like, fucks with a bunch of people all the time, like, playing video games and shit. And, like, halfway through, everyone's like, man, his name's We're Gonna Lose, man. Like, obviously he's fucking with them. But he'll play, like, basketball games, like NBA and shit, and then he'll just fucking airball from, like, far away and be like, boom, shot, block. Like that. I normally make those. Just,
like, I usually sink that shot.
Yeah.
It's going shot.
He talks about shit. It's really fucking funny. He's a good one.
Totally gonna take it up.
I thought you said, damn, I gotta take a dump.
I was like, dude, he gave you time.
Did you guys hear that?
Yeah.
No?
I'll take this thing with me, and you guys can watch me poop online.
He's all, just my facial expressions.
Yeah. It's over 9,000!
Oh, man. I'm wearing like a Dragon Ball Z shirt like right now.
He's like, you're ruining it for me.
That's you're killing the dream. No, I'll never become a Super Saiyan.
No, he came on the dream.
You gotta shit your pants over.
Yes.
You mentioned Dragon Ball Z shirts and it made me think of something. I was looking at, David, you ever see like 80stees.com? You ever seen that website?
Yeah, that's where I used to get some of my shirts. Yeah,
is that where you got your Kelly Kapowski shirt?
I want to say yeah.
I found it on there. But anyway, there's like 80s, 90s, 2000s, like all these movies and TV shows that have fucking shirts. Dude, that fucking site is amazing. I told Ricky, I'm like, I want to get all of my fucking clothes from this site now.
It's a fucking site that I go to now, but I'm not going to tell you because I get cool shirts, so.
Yeah, those are my shirts.
We can't even trade shirts anymore, man. I'm fucking...
You're too fat. You're fat.
Mother asshole, fuck yourself. Fuck your mama, fuck your grandma. Fuck your family. Come fight with me, I don't care. Anyway, I think it's going to be pretty funny. They're going to have a lot of celebrities and stuff doing voices, so fucking prank calling in the future, man. We'll see how it goes. I kind of feel like they're going to get shut down pretty quickly, though. It's so hard to prank call people.
I feel like it's just going to be people trolling people.
Because there's a lot of, with the customer, service, part, people realize they got to be professional. You got to, take things seriously,
Yeah.
Unless you...
They're just, going to, prank call Life Alert.
Oh, shit.
I think they should prank call those fake IRS people that call you during tax time.
Right?
This is Agent John Smith, and I'm going to arrest you if you don't give me the money.
Yeah, they're like, go to Walmart and grab gift cards, and then call me back and read the numbers off, because that's how the government rolls.
Right?
<Yeah. laughs> I like how their name's John Smith, but they're Indian. They're from India.
Yes.
Hey, there's a government shutdown, right? We get paid in iTunes now.
Yes.
And, hey, if it was so honestly, though, it was like, hi, this is Agent John Smith, and there's been a government shutdown, so we're now accepting the money in iTunes vouchers. Somebody would fucking fall for that shit.
Oh, dude, I know people that have fall for it, for $2,000.
Oh. Right, we need to start making money.
We need to start doing those phone calls. On our live stream.
It's a real moneymaker. Who needs Patreon?
I don't think there's any legal repercussions whatsoever. I think,
what is the government going to do?
Shut down?
We'd just be trumping them, right?
Just take advantage of it, man. There's a meme I saw. It was someone posted, I'm really upset that during this whole government shutdown, no one's even purged or anything like that.
Yes.
Why haven't we gone back to, a Mad Max wasteland?
I demand for martial law.
Son of a bitch! Alright, so...
Fill your beer?
No, let me tell you.
Let me tell you right here, right now.
I always, bend them into kind of, a little football shape, and I put them into the bottle. Well, I was going to top off... I was, for some reason, trying to top off my beer, even though I already poured it all in there. And I poured the fucking bottle cap in my glass.
Oh, dude, that's just good luck. Unless you swallow it.
Yeah, swallow it, dude. Then poop it out later.
Dude, when I don't like people, I'm like, man, I hope they choke on a bottle cap, so don't do that.
Did this happen because of you?
He's all, fuck this guy, man.
What the fuck?
I hope this guy chokes on a bottle cap.
On his podcast. That's horrible.
Alright, so, go ahead.
Did you guys see Alita Battle Angel yet?
No, I probably won't. The eyes bother me.
What?
Have you seen, the CGI eyes they have on the commercials? I'm like, dude, I can't stop. I'll miss all the action looking at those eyes.
Yeah, that's a really good movie, though.
Open my beer with a swing line.
If you're margarita with no salt. No salt.
Dude, give me 2 hours, I'll be up there with a bottle of them.
This place down when I leave things on. It's my staker. What are you doing? Swing line.
Alright. So,
Office Space.
That's a fucking great movie, by the way.
There you go.
Dude, I've had so many people tell me that, and they're like, you need to watch it. I'm like, I've never even heard of it. I've never seen it.
Dude.
I watched it once.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Pixelated glasses can float in now.
You're gonna fucking love it. Or your money back.
Yeah, guaranteed.
It has a lot of flair.
And if you watch it now, we'll give you 2 copies.
Do me a favor and watch that for me. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Get back to me after you watch it.
So, on the note of me and David doing voices here, one of our viewers wrote in. For voiceover karaoke. I'm a little sick, by the way. I'm kind of worried about doing this, but I'm going to do it anyway. Just so you guys know, you can always write us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at The Speakeasy Gentleman, or email us at bajoshpodcast@gmail.com. This week, Anthony wrote in saying he's catching up on the podcast. A few episodes ago, we mentioned the Rogues Gallery of Batman villains. You guys remember that?
Yes.
For the new Batman movie. Anyway, he said he was catching up on the podcast when we mentioned that, and he would like to hear what it sounded like if they sang Two Princes by the Spin Doctors. You guys know it?
Yeah.
1, 2, Princes kneeling before you. Just go ahead now.
Okay.
A great request, so here we go. I want to think of four. So I'm gonna try Ra's al Ghul for the first one, and then I'll do Joker, Bane, finish it up with Batman. I don't know if I could do.
You gotta finish it up with Shaggy.
I'm gonna try it. There we go. It's just gonna be quick. Oh shit! I fucked up. Take two.
I'm going to grab some more beer out of the fridge, man.
Go.
Why won't this?
Can't talk over me.
And if you like me more than maybe, just go ahead now.
If you want to buy me flowers, just go ahead now.
And if you would like to talk for hours, just go ahead now.
Your Batman sounded really weird.
There you go.
Your band was awesome.
If you like to talk for hours. That's too deep. That's too deep, man. You gotta mix it. You gotta kind of add a little Trump to that, and I think you got it.
That's what you were doing. Batman doesn't.
You gotta say it's the greatest thing ever. Maybe ever.
I think you're making him sound like when he's being choked by Bane, like,
it's gonna sound so shit.
Someone told me it's not who you are on the inside. It's what you do that
defines
you.
I was wondering
what went right first.
There it is. Yes. That was perfect.
Maybe if you can,
just kind of
over here.
That was legit. That's what that was.
He's excited for that SpongeBob spin-off.
Yeah, so that does kind of sound like plankton. You guys bring it up.
Oh shit! It went crab time. It smells good.
Oh, man. Yeah, say, man, I wish I could do impressions.
Okay. Every week we visit some stupid people. This week I want to talk about something with you guys.
Dude, what'd you do this time?
Have you guys heard about the boiling water challenge?
Sounds.
Oh, yes.
I have not.
So the boiling water challenge is when you expressively fling scalding hot water above your head. You do it in freezing cold temperatures, and
oh my, I know what you're talking about now.
Solar vortex going on right now.
It's supposed to turn into like snow before it hits you.
So it's actually gone viral. It's called the boiling water challenge, and people all over the U.S., especially in, you know, the centralized polar vortex area, are getting injured by flinging hot water over their head for some reason.
And it doesn't freeze in time? It's supposed to, like, freeze before it hits your face or something?
Yeah. So most of the time... Go ahead, David.
Have you seen what, like, boiling hot water does to, like, the human skin?
Yeah, I've seen it on my hands.
No, when people, like, when they pop, like, boiling hot water, like, in, like, in their shoe or whatever, and they can't quite take it off, it's just, like...
Oh, dude, like, just cooks your foot?
Yeah.
Dude, I stuck my whole fist in a fryer one time. Like, it was just terrible. I was cleaning a fryer, because I do fryers at my job, and, like, I was, like, scraping this grease build off the back, and I had the filter running, so it filled up too much in time, and I was, like, scraping this one part, and just like, oh, dude, it's going to come off. And then it did come off, and I, like, literally punched my whole fist into the hot oil.
Oh, shit.
With a latex glove on, so the latex glove, like, melted all the way over my hand. And, like, literally, I had to pull my skin and the glove off, and then I finished my shift. Because I'm like, do you want to do an incident report? And I was like, no. Like, I'm not going to the hospital right now.
Freddy Krueger now?
Yeah.
Like, it sucked. Dude, all my skin came off my hand for, like, 2 months.
Yeah. Wait, does your hand, how does it look now?
I did, healed fine. Like...
I expected him to, like, go like this, and it was
just... It's just like a nub. Yeah, I'm totally good.
That was great.
No, I only burnt, the top few layers of my hand, but it definitely sucked. I'm, like, making sandwiches with, like, 3 gloves on and, like, paper towels and then, like, 2 more gloves.
It'd be like, what's his name? Fucking, Marv in Home Alone when he has the tape wrapped around his hand and he's just dumping it in, like, the, you know, the change to get money.
Oh, yeah.
Home Alone 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what your hand would look like afterwards, like, Dude, how was your hand? Oh, it's fine.
Dude, it was, like, in there, like, 2 seconds.
It's
like,
got boils and shit on it.
Like, not even that long. And then, like, yeah, dude, just... if I wasn't wearing a glove, it wouldn't have been that bad.
It's a good thing you were wearing rubber.
Yeah, no, it was a bad thing. Yeah, like, yeah, like, tore all my skin off. It was just, yeah. Wouldn't recommend it.
Why do you think they're throwing the boiling water in the air instead of cold water?
It doesn't, like, the molecules freeze faster if it's hot?
Yeah, so there's these, like, there's this anomaly where they throw boiling hot water in the air and actually freezes quicker than cold water would. It's fucking weird, you know? But a lot of people are throwing it up in the air, see what happens, and what happens is it lands
they
back
burn
on their
fucking face off. No, dude, I seen a video the other day, dude. Oh my god.
But one hospital outside of Chicago is announcing numerous treatments of patients. And you think, you know, what bunch of dumb millennials doing that shit, right? Right, guys?
Shut.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. I got an update right now. The oldest patient is 53 years old. So, everybody's at.
Yes.
Hide your
wife. Fucking the boiling water challenges here.
If you were born in 2000 or above, hide your grandpa.
Yes.
Yeah, dude. So
isn't that weird that people
are? I know. It's, I mean, it's cold down there in Clarkson. It's snowing here too. So you guys ever go out there and want to do it?
Fuck
no. Hell no. No.
I think it's got to reach a certain temperature. I think we're nowhere near that. I think we're, like, in the fucking
20s. You have to be, like, negative?
Yeah, you have to be, like, wind, like, yeah, it has to be, like, you freeze to death in, like, 20 minutes, shit.
Yeah.
plus some wind, like.
Some exposure.
21 degrees here.
Damn.
I think we're...
Snowing on Tuesday, snowing on Friday, snowing on Saturday, snowing on Tuesday next week.
Damn.
Son of a bitch. I want to take my motorcycle out. I don't want any more snow.
Yeah, we thought we were over ours. We're 34 degrees. We're like perfect snow weather right now.
That was hot.
Oh. Well, the good thing about the snow is you could always just shove your beer in the snow and be like, ah, there you go, and it'll keep it cold.
Yeah, no, dude, like, people lose their minds here when it snows, though.
So, Monday through Friday, I do not drink beer anymore. I fucking made a commitment, and me and Ricky have been following it. So, Monday through Friday, because... I typically, I'll drink like 3 beers a day every fucking day, dude. So, so this starting
it's actually
last week,
healthy.
You know,
yeah.
I don't know about that. Not the way
it's
I
like a glass of wine.
So wait, do you get hammered on that day?
3 beers, it's all the same.
It's
so you get smashed on the day you're allowed to drink?
Fucking smashed.
I do drink on the weekends. But anyway... during the week, I was shoveling all kinds of snow and shit, and I saw this video on Facebook, and this guy was shoveling snow, and he put a fucking 12-pack down, and he was like, this will be a treat for later, and I'm like, fuck, I want beer. Because if you go from a habit of drinking 3 fucking beers a day to nothing, and you think of nothing but beer, basically, the whole fucking time.
So, like, Ricky would come in, and she'd, like, morph into a bottle of beer, you're like,
right?
Oh, hey.
She's like, Josh, why are you looking at me like that?
You're looking really fucking fizzy.
Yeah. You're foaming at the mouth.
Let's talk to the Suds and Buds. Hey, the Suds stands for beer, not potatoes, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I mean, wouldn't that be Spuds? Or, like, with a P?
Yeah, wouldn't that be Spuds?
Hey, this is why let's retake that. Hey, the Suds stands for beer. Now you guys taking bath together, right?
Sometimes. I mean... If it, like, helps you follow our page, you can believe whatever you want.
Just a couple of buds there, man.
Just a couple of buds.
Yeah,
just a couple of buddies hanging out.
Two bros sitting in a hot tub.
Yeah.
5 feet apart.
Oh, yeah.
Soft boiling the
air. All right, guys.
Two bros drinking beers.
Let's talk about your show. What do you guys got? Let's talk about your... You know, your recent episodes, your projects upcoming, let's talk about it.
Alright, so right now we're kind of just pushing our page and stuff, but we actually had a lady from out of Oregon that's like called or hit me up and wanted me to try some of her barbecue sauces, so she's going to send me some of those and we're going to try those. Yeah.
How do we get on that?
Yeah, I was
Well, right. And also, like, and on top of that, in the same week, we had a couple comedians from Spokane that are going to drive down this Tuesday for our podcast out of the blue. It's like, it's going to be kind of awkward because they're also from Spokane. Yeah, they're going to shoot straight down. Like, this is literally in like 3 days. Like, 2 days ago, we set this up. And they're like, we'll be down at 3 on Tuesday. And I'm like, oh, like,
okay,
yeah, for sure, dude, like,
sure.
So I, like, go get some t-shirts made, like, I'm like, oh, man.
Just get white t-shirts and write on it.
I'm all, dressed to impress.
Yeah, because he's a producer, and he's, like, a comedian himself.
Well, yeah, I guess he produces small comedy shows in Spokane.
And bands.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Hey. You know, get him on this show too. Let's do this.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he'd be down.
You know, Speakeasy Gentleman partnered with Suds and Buds. It's gonna be fucking huge.
Hell yeah.
Well, this guy, it's all thanks to this guy. This guy is on like social medias all day, just promoting and promoting and promoting. And then I like
I work my fat ass off.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then I pay for ads on certain stuff like through Google and Facebook. That also pump it out, and then...
Yeah, we don't have no one that pays for any of that stuff for us. So.
Yeah, no.
That's me. Everything comes out of my pocket.
Yeah.
That's all us, too. Yeah. It comes out of our pockets,
yeah. He's helped me pay for ads, and then I've done a little bit of the promoting, too, but then my Facebook was just getting blown up. My phone's, like, vibrating constantly in my pocket. It's like, I can't do this. Like...
Your girl's like, who's that?
Yeah, exactly. Who's... Yeah. It's just another fan.
How often do your guys' shows upload?
We do once a week on Tuesdays, and then we actually shoot on Tuesday. We do it offline because we say stupid stuff, so we want to make sure we can edit for the most part.
We just
don't
edit our stupid shit.
Yeah.
We've only edited one.
Yeah, we've only had to edit
once. Pressure of doing it live. I like it better this way.
Yeah, it's fun. No, it's definitely fun. This is my first live anything.
Breathing directly into his mic, and we could hear nothing.
I didn't stop breathing, Josh. Just let me know when, and I'll fucking take care of it.
Yeah, it's right here, right now.
Yeah.
As he burps.
Shit, dude. Hey, you know how we'd fucking go viral if you killed yourself on the show.
Straight up today,
right past Logan Paul.
Yeah, dude.
Too soon?
Where can we find your podcast
at? You can find it on YouTube, and you can find clips on Facebook, just because most of the uploads are too big for Facebook, and I don't feel like converting that.
That is what she said, dude.
I can convert to MP4, but I also want to bring people to my YouTube channel, so it's, if you want to catch clips, you can go to YouTube. If you want to catch the full episode, you can go to my, clips, Facebook, full episodes and clips, you can go to YouTube on the MBDH Roughhousing channel. But,
it's a bitch to find it.
Yeah.
you need to simplify that, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to change the name, and then I was like, we already promoted our name a lot, and I was like, do I change it, or do I, like...
I need to change it to Suds and Buds.
Yeah. Well, we had some boxing videos of, like, me and a bunch of friends and him and a bunch of friends boxing.
It's weak. It's weak.
So then, like, it was like, yeah. So we were, like, doing stuff like that on YouTube, and then I was like, so I just went with roughhousing, and now we're, like, moving more into the podcast area because it's, like, too cold to want to get punched in the face. Like, so...
Speaking of boxing, David... I'm looking at you, you fucker.
You box?
I'm not really looking at you, but it looks like it.
Yeah.
Josh? What's up, man? Are you gonna do this shit or what?
I'm weirded out.
I'm looking down at you right now.
Yeah.
Hey, how come you have weight control like really... that? That's like a Brady Bunch kind of thing, like...
Here's a story. Okay, he's a gentleman.
They're guests.
Oh, here's season 4. Did you see that video I posted on that meme thing? It was,
I apologize, but I have to drop a leak.
Just doing little clips of him, like, wandering around. He's like, why does, every 90s sitcom start this way? And it's him just kind of doing random shit around the house. He's, like, opening up the fridge. He's, like, smiling at the camera, you know? He'd be, like, just the double take. Yeah.
I didn't see that.
No? And there's one, he's like putting a cat in the oven, and he's like, no way. And then he's getting in the bathtub, and he has a toaster next to him, and he like stops, and he's like, it's the funniest fucking thing, dude.
I'm gonna have to look back. You post way too much shit to that. How am I supposed to fucking.
Gotta be on it, bud.
Stay up to date. Alright, fellas.
It only lasts about a week. If they haven't got good pool, it'll last a month.
Did you say meat?
Memes.
Oh, meme. I thought you said meat only lasts about a week.
Yeah, you gotta eat it real quick.
Real fast.
So. Here's what he's doing. Let's talk about... guys, by the way, you mentioned comedians, and there's something I wanted to talk about. Our poll results, guys.
Poll?
Hey, guys. Yeah, so we did a poll. We did a poll on Facebook to see where you guys would be most likely to attend for our stand-up show slash live show. So we're going to do a live episode of Speakeasy Gentlemen in person, I should say. We're going to go to a bar, me, Pierce, David will all go there, and we're going to do a live episode of Speakeasy Gentlemen.
Sorry,
and
guys.
Then cap it off with a stand-up comedy show. And we put it up, what were the two places? Orange County, California, and Las Vegas, Nevada. And Las Vegas, Nevada won, 74% of people said Las Vegas, Nevada.
You rigged that shit, dude.
74%. so that looks like that's where our live show is going to be. I'm thinking maybe of having a live show between season 3 and season 4, if we could swing it. But shit, man, if you guys are going to have the Spokane guy, maybe we could do two live shows.
Maybe yeah, well, I'll say maybe Spokane. We could. He does a, he has a show coming up on this Thursday in Spokane. It's called, give me like 1 second, I'll give you the name. But it's like literally this Thursday, I want to come down and promote it in Clarkston. So that way people like that maybe want to come in town, want to drive up there and see it.
Shit, have him on the show, because we could use somebody to book us. What do you guys think? What do you guys think about coming out to Spokane, huh?
Yeah, we definitely do it. Yeah, I figured that we're, like, even talking to that guy, I figured we were going to wind up making trips to Spokane, because, yeah, a lot of, quite a few people. Lady, I will never... Sorry about that.
Sorry, my porn was up. Give me a second.
It's political porn. It's not a big deal.
Let me clean your porn.
Derek and Max are in. What about you guys?
Yeah, say, we'll definitely talk to him. Yeah, definitely.
No, I was talking about for a live show out here. David Pierce, what's up?
Yeah, we definitely
David
do
Pierce.
It. Oh, shit.
We'll do one in Las Vegas and fly you guys out here to Spokane.
Can I take a train?
Possibility.
David, come on. An airplane. Be a man. Do it all right, mate.
No, I don't blame you, David. I took a trip to Albuquerque, like, less than 6 months ago in the turbulence.
Did you make the wrong turn?
No, dude, like, touche. No, turbulence, dude. I just had a kid, and we had our kid with us, dude. And, like, I've flown planes before, and, like, the turbulence didn't scare me, but, like, my kid was sitting, like, on my lap because it was, like, a lap infant thing. I don't know if you guys have ever had to fly with an infant, but they don't get a seat.
They get my hand.
They get your lap. And if they're under two.
I know.
You know, it's scary, dude, because you're like, I might hold my, like, my fiance and my baby, and, like, we're like, oh my god, dude, like, I was like, and then we had to fly back, and
you couldn't put it in the overhead?
Oh, shit.
I asked, they were like, we suggest you don't. I was like, she'll sleep fine, though. Turbulence on rocker to sleep. But then, like, we had to fly back up to Spokane, is where we landed, and they were like, we're in Albuquerque, and our flight got canceled, and I had work the next morning at 4 in the morning. And I was like, we can make it. I'll be back in the town by, like, 8. I can just go to bed, get up at 4, go to work. And then they're like, oh, there's something with the steering went out. And then, like, the pilot's like, in my 20 years, I've never seen this. And I was like, what? And they're like, just hold tight while we fix it. And I was like, what?
Wait, he said that?
Yeah, and then our flight wound up, they couldn't fix it. Yeah, they couldn't fix it, and our flight got canceled. So I was like, I was in the airport for 22 hours, and then went to work 2 hours later.
I've never seen this before, folks, but don't worry.
Yeah, dude.
You're all right.
Yeah, dude, I was like, I'm like grabbing, like clenching the sidearms, the little tiny ones, the cup holders.
Oh my god.
Yeah, no, it was intense. I wouldn't recommend it. You're like, we might land. Maybe.
So, before we say goodnight, let's talk about what's new on Netflix and Hulu. Oh, and I have Facebook Memories. I forgot, but I nixed these Facebook Memories like 4 fucking times, so we're going to show them. Anyway, I just want to talk about Netflix. I'll talk about Hulu next week. But Valentine's Day just passed, and something just got uploaded that'll, you know, David, you could relate to. 40-year-old virgin just went on Netflix. You're almost 40.
He's saving himself.
Yeah, like 10 years from now.
So.
They'll be dead before then.
There's something I want to talk about. Americans were said to prefer Netflix to having sex.
What?
Who'd they talk to?
The weirdest of the weird.
So they'd rather Netflix than Netflix and chill.
Yeah,
what exactly? Yeah, what's Netflix without chill?
Dude, I don't even Netflix.
They said they'd rather give up sex for streaming TV for 1 year. 70% said they'd give up Netflix for sex.
I feel like those are all women.
I'll trade my
book. I think it says here, hold on. Respondents range from 18 to 54 years old. More than half were women.
Yeah.
Yeah. More than half. That's 70%.
56%. That's it. Just 56%. That's not a huge margin.
The other two are like non-binary.
They mentioned shared passwords. 33% have used an ex's Netflix password. 36% let an ex use theirs.
How many are transgender, though?
Yeah.
It's not safe for them.
Yeah, yeah.
LGBT.
Yeah, why isn't that an issue on Netflix?
You mean it is an issue.
It's ma'am. It's ma'am.
It's ma'am.
It's her.
So, I think this one is kind of the most shocking, which doesn't really surprise me now that I think of my friends, but 10% admitted to dating someone just to use their Netflix subscription.
What?
You're like on a date, and you're like, so,
yeah, I did. You already drank it.
No, hey, it's like
you went to a whole 11 pack. But if you look in there, there's a or here.
It appears I ran into some security questions. What's your mother's maiden name?
Did you have a cat?
What was your nickname as a child?
We should ask those questions.
Oh, we already know. Maxi
Pad. Well, don't try and hack any of my accounts. Or you will. Great. Now I got a whole night ahead of me.
There's a video someone posted. It was like my ex-boyfriend just kicked me off of his Netflix account. And honestly, I'm more upset about that than him cheating on me.
No, dude. I seen one today. Someone was like, how to beat your ex, and it showed like a Netflix account, and they created an account that said add new user on the bottom and like with a gray picture, so it looked like the ad account, like or like ad feature, and he's all 3 months going steady now, she hasn't noticed.
Oh shit, that's a good idea. Get a little gray smiley face.
Yeah, that's all ad account on the bottom.
Oh, that's a good idea.
There you go.
Oh, shit.
All right, so I got some Facebook memories to talk about. Pierce, go ahead and put them up, my friend, slash my brother. This was a tweet by the spam brand. It said, can you guys stop reporting us? It's spam.
It's spam. Twitter, dude. I want to start following you.
Isn't that fucking hilarious?
That is hilarious.
Spam.
Oh, yeah. You want me to put some spam in your egg?
You need spam and rice.
Do you prefer spam?
Spam in the rice.
What else?
That's
got here,
marketing right there.
Right? Dude, spam could send me cans of free spam. Holy shit, I'd be set for life.
You just gotta say spam every episode.
I don't want to read it all. Pierce, read it.
Some old dude came into my work the other day and started telling me about how it was when he was younger. When I was a boy, my mom would send me to the store with $1, and I would get 5 bags of potatoes, 2 loaves of bread, 3 bottles of milk, some cheese, and a dozen eggs. You can't do that now. Too many fucking security cameras.
Oh, man, dude.
That was my childhood.
It's like one of those old people jokes you have to, like, just bear with.
So I'm going to admit that I didn't know where this was from, and I thought for a second I came up with it until I Googled it. And I know that I didn't come up with it.
Wait, go ahead. That's smart.
I thought I did, though. Dolphins get a lot of good publicity. I can say that. For the drowning swimmers, they push back to shore. But what you don't hear about is the many people they push farther out to sea. Dolphins aren't smart. They just like pushing things.
And apparently they rape things, too, so...
Yeah, they do.
Just like my fucking cat.
Are they apologizing for their appropriate behavior?
Yeah, it's like they don't know. They're just dolphins. They're the second life form. Cut them some slack.
Dolphins and butts know a lot about dolphins.
Yeah.
Smoke rings?
Yeah, like
the fuck?
They're fucking vaping now?
Dude, they've
it's all
been
the rave, bro.
Yeah, they've always been.
All the rave. Yeah. Don't say that at the same time.
Yeah. No.
That's a riot. Like, they're porpoises.
It's a lab riot.
Lab riots.
Oh, porpoises. What's the difference between a dolphin and a porpoise?
No, one has porpoise.
Yeah, I was gonna say one does something on porpoise.
Yeah.
Sure, so I have another one. I think I have
yeah.
One. As much as I was taught to stop, drop, and roll as a kid, I really expected to be on fire more times in my life.
Dude, you'll be surprised. If you ever watch people burn, they never stop, drop, and roll. It's like they totally forget.
It's like your natural instincts kicked in.
You burn your hand with grease and you're just rolling on the floor in the kitchen.
Yeah, Mom, this isn't helping.
He's like, what do I do? Drop it, open up shop. Like,
I'm all Smokey the Bear says if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave. So what do I do?
Resident Evil 2, the
remaster.
There's all these videos of that big zombie monster, whatever, like Mr. X when he's like shows up out of nowhere. There's all these
nemesis.
Yeah, there's all these videos of him like. There's you're walking through and you hear the music, but it's DMX, X gonna give it to you, but it's all muffled. It's like, X gonna give it to you, and then, you open up the door and he's there and he just punches you, and it's like, X gonna give it to you. Fucking thing, dude. It's the best. I can't get enough of those videos, man.
Hey, yeah, it's too legit to quit.
Yeah, that's good. That's some good stuff. So, David, you gotta start. Posting some memes up on it. You should do that. Throughout the week, collect your best memes. We're going to throw it on the show.
Hey, do you guys have a group on your Facebook page?
Do we have what?
A group?
Yeah. Facebook.com/speakeasygentlemen.
Yeah. So I'll have to check it out, but I can drop some dank memes in there.
Oh, shit. You can post Speakeasy Gentlemen.
This guy's a pro at it.
Yeah, dude.
David doesn't want to ruin the brand at all.
Yeah.
That's why he doesn't post a lot of our shit to a lot of the stuff that he posts. Because David's got kicked off of Facebook.
Dude, this guy, he likes so much stuff that they take his like button away for a day.
No, it's gone now, dude. I haven't had my like button in a week.
They do that? They disable your like button?
Yeah, for 30 days.
Because he was liking too much stuff, I guess.
I've never even heard of
it. No, the first offense is 2 days, and then the second offense is 30, and I guess I offended him twice.
Yeah, he jumped us up almost 500 subscribers in 9 days. Or 900 followers. Or 500 followers.
You want to join the speakeasy?
No, but I can throw your name in a lot of shit.
We could definitely collab, that's for sure.
You guys are cool enough to hook up with Not hook up, but
not like that. Not Tinder hook up.
Get a lot of people to swipe right on it.
Yes.
All right. So let's talk about next week, shall we? We have Andrew from Pop Anime Comics on the show. His drink of the week is Jack and Coke. So we're going to be drinking some Jack and Coke.
My man.
I have not had caffeine since 2013. I know because it rhymes. But I will
get it. Well, it does, though. Holy shit, you just blew my mind.
I will have a caffeine-free Coke, and I will drink Jack and Coke with you guys. I wanted to give a shout-out to Diane Wilkins of Tacoma Pierce County Paranormal. Did you hear what I said, David?
Pierce, yeah.
No.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
So, she's a member of a group called Tacoma Pierce County Paranormal, where they do fucking paranormal shit.
Huh? Ghost hunting shit?
Whenever you're ready, David, to pick up off of my hand. Paranormal.
Yes, continue.
Just give it a shot, David.
I have a friend with the paranormal.
Continue.
Tuesday, David.
Yeah. Stop looking at me.
Whenever you're ready, Tuesday. What's going to happen Tuesday, David?
Tuesday is going to be the day where we pick up off of the...
He's on Sabbath?
No, I couldn't remember.
Don't sound so excited about your show. So, Nevermore Narrative is coming back. Episode 3 will be Tuesday. Ooh. David's finally going to get off his...
How do you do your own thing?
Right?
The holidays. What's
that all about?
Living the dream.
Hit me up. I'll subscribe, bro.
Hey. Hey, let's tell Derek and Max
we'll help.
Just another podcast where we talk about, like, you know, weird shit, the occult, extraterrestrials, spiritual, like, paranormal activity and shit like that. Just weird, like, even conspiracy theories. I'm a big fan of that shit, too, anyway, so.
So, like, Eddie Bravo's your hero?
Eddie Bravo.
Alex Jones?
Oh,
Eddie Bravo?
No, dude. No, we just always like weird shit like that.
Anyway. No, I definitely, I look into a lot. I'm just giving you shit.
Fuck you, Derek.
I'm Max, though.
That's the pad.
How dare you disrespect the pad?
Hey, you know what's
on
my shoulder,
babe? Yes. I said that this morning to my roommate, dude. That's funnier than shit. Same quotes.
So, yeah, this Tuesday, it's on here, by the way, Derek and Max.
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
It's
on Max YouTube. And Derek.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey, I read from left to right. I don't do that backwards. Yeah, no. Comic book thing, you know what I mean? But we'll talk about Japanese comic books.
I was going to try and read it backwards. Zam and... Yeah, how would you pronounce Derek backwards?
Karikada?
No,
Karada? Very.
So that's what we're looking forward to next week. Did I say that right? That's what we're looking to.
That's what you're looking forward to next week.
Special thanks to the Speakeasy team, George Vader, Ricky, Richard, Katie, Nathan, and of course you guys, Pierce and David. Can't do without you. Derek and Max, or Max and Derek, I should say.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. We'll definitely subscribe to your channel, man, and we'll stay in contact.
Yeah, for sure.
Derek, I'm looking forward to you promoting our shit because
I will.
Like, we created a partnership.
I'm ready to give you guys.
Oh yeah, and we'll hit you up after our
podcast.
Dude,
I'll push shit so hard.
It's gonna push shit so hard. It's gonna be semi-gay.
It could be a porn. It could be a porn name.
All right. So, you guys mind reading us out here?
I can't read. But...
Thanks for watching. Yeah. Like and comment. Subscribe. Follow on Facebook and Instagram. Speakeasy Gentlemen. Friend Audio. Yeah.
See, that one's like.
I can't see that shit.
Episodes on iTunes and Podbean. Everybody, just so you know. Patreon.com/TheSpeakeasyGentlemen. We're going to have all kinds of rewards for you guys, all kinds of extras. It's going to be great. Plus, you help get David a better background so it doesn't look like he's in the closet all the time.
Hook him up.
Just needs to come out.
No, it's great.
I got a new Kelly. Did you notice?
No, nobody cares.
New year, new me, new calendar.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's a trend.
Fuck, man. That was a good episode, I thought.
Right?
It might have been out of sync on something, but...
Yeah, we were laggy, and we apologize.
That's the thing, look. Like, these guys look completely normal now, but as soon as you shared screen, Pierce, they were all glitchy, and so did I.
We looked normal the whole time on our screen, too. That's what's fucked up.
And yeah, but like, I could tell we were laggy, like, on the main, like, on your guys' screen. But on, like, my, like, video feed, it's like, oh, you're fine.
It's all good. We'll upload the audio. This will be an audio episode.